This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on Chyna, C-H-E-Y-E-A-N-N-A, last name Burkhardt, B-U-R-K, H-A-R-T. Diana Burkhardt. Date of birth, December 2, 1973. Patient seen for Dr. Sears for evaluation of anticoagulation therapy. New paragraph. Dear Dr. Sears, thank you for this referral. This 51-year-old female comes for evaluation today. She quit smoking in 2018. Prior to that, she smoked 2 pack per day for 20 plus years. In the past, she used to drink alcohol heavily. She was alcohol abuser. She said she quit recently, about 5 years ago, but she still drinks occasionally. She used to use drugs in the past. She says she has stopped doing that now, and she denied any drug allergies. New paragraph. Recently, patient was diagnosed to have hiatal hernia. The patient had some sort of surgery by Dr. Leah Dell, D-E-L-L. However, it was not successful, so the surgeon has advised her to see thoracic surgeon, but meanwhile she advised the patient to see hematologist, because patient has been on Coumadin for several years. However, she has been never worked up. New paragraph. Her past medical history includes history of blood clots almost every year in the leg, in left arm. Also, she had pulmonary embolism since 1996. Since then, she has been on anticoagulation off and on. Recently, she has been on Coumadin, 4 milligram daily. Her past medical history includes history of tonsils and adenoid surgery. Patient had rectal prolapse in the past, requiring colostomy, so she does have a colostomy now. Patient also reported a recent pneumonia about 2 weeks ago, where she had to stay in the hospital for almost 2 weeks. She said it probably was aspiration pneumonia on account of hiatal hernia. New paragraph. Physical exam, she is 5 feet 5 inches tall, weighing 173. She is normocephalic, eyes ENT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, and lungs diminish air entry at the bases, heart regular, abdomen colostomy on the left mid quadrant, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis 1, history of pulmonary embolism and history of deep vein thrombosis. Diagnosis 2, history of hiatal hernia and aspiration pneumonia. New paragraph. Recommendations: will send her to lab to have a coagulation profile drawn, which should include protein C, S, and antithrombin 3 level, factor 5 Leiden mutation and also for phospholipid syndrome evaluation. Once all these are available, we can make further recommendations. Thank you for your referral. This is a consultation on Shaina Burkhart, B-U-R-K-H-A-R-T. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Sears. Thank you.